Welcome to Progressive Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Juan Pierre. Batting second. The shortstop, Alexei Ramirez. Batting third. The center fielder, Alex Rios. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Andrew Jones. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mark Coetzee. Batting sixth. The DH, Carlos Quinton. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mark Tehan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ramon Castro. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Gordon Beckham. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jake Peavy. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Trevor Crowe. Batting second. The right fielder, Shin-Soo Choo. Batting third. The DH, Travis Hafner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Austin Kearns. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Russell Branyan. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Johnny Peralta. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Luis Valbuena. Batting eighth. The catcher, Lou Marson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jason Donald. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mitch Talbot. And now, play ball. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Pierre strikes out. One out. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ramirez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Branyan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Rios hits a line drive into center field. Crow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Trevor Crow is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coetzee scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crow for the out. One out. Shin-Soo Choo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Choo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coetzee fields the ball and throws to Peavy covering. Safe. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hafner hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Choo moves to second. Austin Kearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tehan fields it and throws to first for the out. Choo moves to third. Hafner moves to second. Two outs. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Branyan hits a fly ball into center field. Rio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Andrew Jones is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jones strikes out. One out. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coetzee hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Kearns. Coetzee reaches second base with a double. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Quinton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Talbot fields it and has Coetzee trapped. There's the throw to Valbuena and over to Peralta, who tags Coetzee for the out. Quinton moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mark Tehan is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Tehan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Peralta strikes out. One out. Luis Valbuena is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Valbuena strikes out. Two outs. Lou Marson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Marson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ramon Castro is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Castro strikes out. One out. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Beckham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Donald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Juan Pierre batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Pierre is 0 for 1 in the game. Pierre hits a fly ball into left field. Kern settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jason Donald is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Donald hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Trevor Crowe is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Crowe is 0 for 1 in the game. Crowe hits a line drive into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shin-Soo Choo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Choo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Choo hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hafner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hafner hits a fly ball into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Austin Kearns is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Kearns is 0 for 1 in the game. Kearns strikes out. Two outs. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Branyan is 0 for 1 in the game. Branyan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hafner scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Peralta is 0 for 1 in the game. Peralta hits a line drive towards third. Tehen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Branyan scoops it up and throws to first, with Talbot covering, for the out. One out. Alex Rios batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Rios is 0 for 1 in the game. Rios hits a ball on the ground towards short. Donald fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andrew Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peralta fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Valbuena is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Valbuena is 0 for 1 in the game. Valbuena hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cote scoops it up and throws to first, with PV covering, for the out. One out. Lou Marson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Marson is 0 for 1 in the game. Marson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tehen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jason Donald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donald is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Donald hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Coetzee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Coetzee hits a fly ball into left field. Kern settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Quinton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Quinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Quinton hits a fly ball into center field. Crow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Tehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Tehan hits a fly ball into left field. Kern settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Trevor Crow is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Crow is 0-for-2 in the game. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coetzee scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crow for the out. One out. Shin-Soo Choo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Choo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Choo strikes out. Two outs. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hafner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hafner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ramon Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0-for-1 in the game. Castro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peralta fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Beckham is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckham hits a pop-up towards short. Donald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Pierre is 0-for-2 in the game. Pierre hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brannion scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pierre for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Austin Kearns is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kearns is 0-for-2 in the game. Kearns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russell Brannion is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brannion is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brannion takes first base on ball 4. Kearns moves to second. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Peralta is 0-for-2 in the game. Peralta hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Pierre. Peralta reaches second base with a double. Kearns scores. Brannion moves to third. It's 4-0, Indians. Luis Valbuena is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Valbuena is 0-for-2 in the game. Valbuena hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brannion tags and scores. Peralta tags and moves to third. One out. It's 5-0, Indians. Lou Marson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Marson is 0-for-2 in the game. Marson hits a fly ball into left field. Pierre settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Peralta tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-0, Indians. Jason Donald is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Donald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Donald hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rios is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rios hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Valbuena settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andrew Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Crow. Jones reaches second base with a double. Ramirez scores. It's 6-1, Indians. Mark Kotze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kotze is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kotze hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Chu. Kotze reaches second base with a double. Chu throws the ball into Peralta, who tags Kotze trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Jones scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Indians. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Quinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Quinton hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Kearns. Quinton reaches second base with a double. Mark Tehan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tehan is 0-for-2 in the game. Tehan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Branyan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tehan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Scott Linebrink now pitching. Trevor Crowe is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Crowe is 0-for-3 in the game. Crowe strikes out. One out. Shin-Soo Choo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Choo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Chu hits a fly ball into left field. Pierre settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hafner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hafner hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Perez now pitching. Ramon Castro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Castro is 0-for-2 in the game. Castro strikes out. One out. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Beckham is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Donald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pierre is 0-for-3 in the game. Pierre is hit by the pitch. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ramirez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Crow. Ramirez reaches second base with a double. Pierre goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Indians. Alex Rios batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rios is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rios hits a ball on the ground towards short. Donald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. the Indians will come to bat. Austin Kearns is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kearns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kearns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Branyan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Branyan hits a fly ball into center field. Rio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Peralta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Peralta hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Kearns moves to third. Luis Valbuena is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Valbuena is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Valbuena bunts towards the mound. Linebrink fields it and throws to first for the out. Kearns scores. Peralta moves to second. 2 outs. It's 7-3, Indians. Lou Marson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Peralta moves to third. Lou Marson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Marson is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Marson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Kerry Wood now pitching. Andrew Jones is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valbuena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Coetzee is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Coetzee hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Carlos Quinton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Quinton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Quinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Donald fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Progressive Field in Cleveland.